Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello and welcome to IRL UK Podcast, the podcast obsessed with real life stories. I'm Rhiannon.
Hey, it's me, it's Anzi.
It's Anna.
In the place.
I'm at Anna's house and as I walked up the stairs, there were some spanks hung over a banister.
I have to be honest, the first thing I thought when I saw them was, they're mine, but they're not. Because I'm just used to seeing beige giant pantaloons in my pantaloon.
You need
drawer.
To like post it on the internet and start a Facebook, what? And then you'll be an IRL story.
But where did they come from, and where are they going?
Spanx are expensive.
Do you think they tried to make an escape? Tried to escape whoever's
a person.
Just tried to escape a woman's body. Fuck knows. But I'll let you know the dealio, and perhaps I'll take a photo. Can you take a photo on your way out? Actually,
yeah, that'd be funny.
That'd be cool. No judgment to people that wear Spanx, because my whole life is Spanx, yeah. Quite frankly. And yeah. I couldn't be happier.
No.
I like the feeling of containment.
Yeah.
You know, I like feeling all encompassed in myself.
You don't want them too tight, though, because I don't know if any other women feel like this. Sometimes it can make you feel a bit barrel-bodied. Do you know what I mean?
I feel like I've seen some barrel bodies in bandage dresses over the years.
Yeah.
At red carpet events, for an example.
At the races.
At the races is a prime example of where there are barrel bodies.
Yeah.
Anyway, enough woman hating, Rhiannon.
I can't believe we just
bloody
said
that. Hell.
And it's the opposite. I'm saying you should embrace your natural figure.
Absolutely. Yeah. Spanx are for wanks. Spanx are for wankers, not Spanx are for wanking.
It. Yeah.
Cool. So what are we up to today? What are we doing, Reezy?
We're here to talk about real life stories.
That sounds good.
I've got some quite funny ones today. And
I wish you wouldn't put yourself down. You always have really funny
really
ones.
Really funny ones.
Really funny ones.
Yeah, stories that you would find in real life magazines, maybe on the Sunday Sport as
maybe.
Well.
Maybe. I don't know.
And
they
couldn't possibly comment.
Real life magazines, yeah. You got your take a breaks, your pick me ups. Shout out to all those bad boys. Mm-hmm. Shout out to all the people that have to interview these mad people as well. I haven't really thought about that, but shout out to all those people because it's not just a job, it's a lifestyle choice, quite frankly, and I'm into it.
I work in a building with a lot of those people.
Ah, yes, and
can
they
tell
all look
from their
traumatized.
Haunted eyes.
They look very, very stressed out.
Yeah. So,
Just quickly, can I just say before we do anything else, you know, my worst fear is to become so constipated that I throw up my own poop. I read an article this week that if you hold your farts in, you just start farting out your mouth.
I was going to do that article, but I thought you said you were doing a fart story.
No, it's a different one.
Oh my God. Yeah, no, so
okay,
I saw
you can
this.
Do it next week. Yeah.
No, I think we should just talk about it now.
Well, I just happened to
hold
think
your
about
farts
it.
In and they bur- you burp them out.
It's disgusting. Is that really a thing?
I mean,
how long you got to hold them in for?
I don't know. I didn't read it because I thought this is disgusting.
Yeah, well, I obviously didn't read it. I just read the headline, but I still want to discuss it at great length with you. If you're a doctor and you can clarify, can you deny or what's the opposite of deny?
Confirm.
Confirm. Thanking you. That is in fact correct. Mm. Please let us know because I want to hear more about that, but I also want to completely erase it from my memory.
Yeah.
So try and do that. If you can. Bring some Rohypnol with you. So talk to me about it and then give me the memory pills.
Or we could get so drunk after baby, a few more weeks, that we get to that stage where your mind's not making memories anymore.
Oh, I love that bit.
So we'll hear it once and then never know.
Oh, I can't wait to do that with you. Come on, baby, God. Out you come.
Come on, not too soon.
No, not too soon, actually. You want a big, fat, squishy baby.
Yeah, but I am starting to worry about how drunk I'm going to get the first time I drink something.
Please make sure I'm there because it would
7
just
months not drinking so far.
But then don't you have to not drink for ages afterwards too? Or a little while afterwards?
No.
Can't you pump and dump? Is that a phrase?
Oh, I have a friend who's a doctor and says you can just drink.
You can be as drunk as you want and then just, but don't mix up the bottle of vodka with the baby bottle.
No. I think the main thing is not being drunk in charge of the baby also.
Oh, God.
Falling asleep.
That's
that
fine.
Kind of thing.
Oh, yeah. Actually, you do have to be careful.
Yeah.
Responsible drinking and responsible baby looking after. Just do them separately. But
yeah.
But do them. But definitely
do them
both. Yeah.
Soon.
Can you believe it? There's going to be an IRL baby.
No, I can't believe it. Oh, and God. It's kicking me to death, so...
Is it really now? Surprised.
No, not right now. It's got a foot under my rib, though, which is really irritating.
Do you think it's a boy or a girl?
Just keep changing my mind.
What do you think now?
My nan says she thinks it's going to be a girl, and she's one of those weird people that knows these kind of things.
Old people do know. Yeah. No offense, Nan. I know you're not old, but you're grandma.
She's quite old.
She's quite old.
Yeah.
I'm leaning towards boy, but I don't know if I just want you to have a boy, because it'd be funny... at the football and stuff. That is sexist. I don't know, I just think, I don't know, I think it might be a boy. Is there any way...
Might be neither. Who knows?
Oh my God, yeah. Might be a werewolf or something.
I just woke up, heard you, kicked a little
Sorry, baby.
Yeah.
Have you got a name for it yet?
Oh, no.
You must have, but I know you won't say, but you must have an idea.
Yeah, I've got some ideas. Boys' names are shit, though. If you've got any really good boys' names, please let us know.
It must be a... Let's take inspiration from our stories today.
Yeah.
How's that? Do you want to get going?
Do you want to do a story first or shall I?
Well, when I said, do you want to get going, and then you asked me the same question back, I guess maybe you should have listened.
No,
so
I didn't repeat back.
Well, I said, do you want to get going?
Yeah, and then said, I said, do you want to...
No, you didn't. You said, do you want to start?
Yeah, but I was offering you the option.
Well, no, I want you to start. Or are you in incredible pain?
I'm ready.
Okay, at some point Rihanna might lay down, so if you can't hear her properly, it's because she's far, far away
lay
from the
down
microphone.
Recording.
It's worth it.
Okay, this is just worth it for the headline. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Author of How to Murder Your Husband arrested for allegedly killing her husband.
But, so she never in the first place said, I've murdered my husband, here's how to do it.
No, it was a novel, or like a little short story.
A novel.
But now she's...
There are no novels, people.
Now she might have killed her husband.
Are you joking?
No. Romance novelist Nancy Crampton Brophy.
That doesn't sound like a romance book either. I'm not an expert on books. Everybody knows it takes me 5 years to finish one book.
Were you still reading that one that's on the floor?
Yeah, I'm about 3 more pages in than I was last time. Sorry. The problem is I keep watching children's television on my iPad.
Are you still watching cartoons?
I watched the whole of B-Movie last week. I've moved on. I told someone about Horrible Histories. Shout out to Elsie. I told her about Horrible Histories. She is loving The Vicious Vikings and The Rotten Romans.
Right.
So I just keep watching children's TV instead of reading. But one day, I think I'm going to be grown up enough to finish a book in less than a year.
I'm really into your current obsession with cartoons.
But cartoons make me fall asleep. As soon as I get into bed, I can watch them for about 10 minutes and I fall asleep.
I love
it. It's so nice, honestly. Yeah. Check it out. I'm going to watch Ants next. Ants with a Z.
Oh, where have
anyway.
The stories gone?
Oh,
there we
great.
Go.
Sorry. I've bored them off the screen.
A romantic suspense novelist who once penned an essay entitled How to Murder Your Husband.
What? Can I just ask, we will get to some stories today.
Yeah.
But what is the different? What's an essay, apart from when you're at university? Like, what would that...
Like an article that you might put
out
there.
Well, why not just say an... What? So you'd just write an essay and then where would it go? In a paper or in a...
I'm like in a journal. Essays go in journals.
Then what's the journal?
What do you mean?
What's a journal?
It's like a posh magazine.
But whose journal is it? So one person writes...
No, you can put out these magazines called journals.
Pointless. Are they just wanky magazines?
Yes.
Oh, fuck off. Are they bound? Leather bound.
They're all leather bound. No, not really.
Stupid.
A romantic suspense novelist who once penned an essay entitled How to Murder Your Husband.
One more question. No, yeah. I'm joking.
Has been charged with killing her husband.
Bummer.
You may be aware of this story by now. Police in Portland, Oregon arrested Nancy Crampton Brophy.
She does sound like grief.
Just from the name.
Crampton.
68 last Wednesday. That sounds like something like Matilda, doesn't it?
Yeah, I don't like the sound of it at all.
And charged with the murder and unlawful use of a weapon. Her husband, a 63-year-old chef, was fatally shot in a kitchen at the Oregon Culinary Institute on June 2nd.
Blimey.
On the day after the murder, the author of self-published novels, including The Wrong Husband...
I wonder if she didn't like her husband. I wonder if she should have taken notice of this beforehand.
And Girl Most Likely To took to Facebook to express... Yeah, murder. Brackets, murder. Took to Facebook to express her disbelief. So then she kind of has a thingy. She's since made her now famous essay, How to Murder Your Husband, private.
Yeah.
On Tinternet.
Sure.
It was published on the See Jane Publish blog. See, there you go.
This is just a lot of old bollocks.
And reportedly includes sections on motives and possible weapons.
Right.
In 2012, Crampton Brophy told the Romancing the Genres blog what attracted her to romantic suspense novels. She says, "Murder, mayhem and gore seem to come naturally to me, which means my husband has learned to sleep with one eye open. It's not funny, someone's just died.
It's fine.
Stop laughing, Rhiannon, it's the baby."
I just wonder if she could have made hints more that she was, in fact, going to kill her husband. And
was
that
it a double bluff, though? You know, she thought maybe hide in plain sight.
No, because she did it. She did it. It's not a double bluff.
She's not guilty yet. Well, they were married for 26 years.
That's life, mate. How long until you... So you've got another 25 and a half years?
Until I kill Tom. Yeah, about that.
Well, that's exciting, though.
Yeah. Look out for my essay, Why I Killed Tom.
Why I Had to Kill Tom, unfortunately, because he was so annoying. He's actually very much not annoying. Aww. I don't know how you could be annoyed by him.
Yeah.
He's the nicest person I've ever met.
Hormones can do that to you.
Well, just... Okay, well, we will be burning this.
I'm surprised more people don't kill during pregnancy. Do you know? Sometimes rage just comes up. Is it really bad?
Why? What is it? Are you just full of hormones that make you feel different emotions?
Yeah.
Do you cry? Are you crying a lot?
Sometimes.
Oh, because of the mess you got yourself in. Why, God? Why
did I do it?
Oh, okay. God. Okay. Well.
Can we get on to our second story?
What time is it? How long have we been going?
Been going an hour.
10 minutes. Great. Couple desperate for a baby told they've been having sex the wrong way for 4 years.
This is the actual basis to a really good book that I read.
What?
Yes.
I know.
But that is a very sad book and different. But so I'm interested to hear what happened.
What happened? Why? What?
Because she's like young and naive and doesn't know what's happening. And the husband is like...
Out of order.
Out of order. Oh. And he's like, oh no, I don't know why we're not having kids. Should be happening.
So he is on purposely...
He know. He's incompetent. Not what's the word?
But also that, yeah. Impotent.
What? Yeah.
He is incompetent, quite frankly. He is incompetent. But that is actually true as well.
Yeah.
A married couple desperate for a baby have been told they've been having sex the wrong way for years, which is why they've failed to conceive. Anybody got any ideas of what they've been doing wrong?
It was up the bum.
Oh, no baby.
Up the bum, no baby.
I'm going to send them a t-shirt because I think they deserve it. The pair, who have not been named but are aged 26 and 24, sought out professional advice after having no joy getting pregnant despite having intercourse regularly. Poor love. But
up the bum,
no baby. But alarm bells rang when medics discovered the wife was a virgin.
Virgin.
She then admitted sex was usually painful for her.
Well, in then, the arse.
And she just kept going along with it, poor love. Obstetrician. Yep. Loi Hung Mi said the couple were very young, the man 26 and the woman 24. They were very healthy, but despite being married for 4 years, couldn't conceive. Their family was giving them a lot of stress because of it. Is that what happened with you? You had to stop having bum sex and have regular sex. Come on, let's do it. Yeah. While asking about the wife's medical history during the visit, Lu was told that the couple had sex regularly. The wife also revealed that the experience was usually painful for her.
Why were they doing it up the bum? And why didn't just occasionally accidentally do it in the vagina?
I don't know. I think they're closer than...
But yeah, because they're close, you think that might have done it in one bit and the other.
Well, yeah, everyone's been there where it's like, whoa! But she suffered through it all in the hope of becoming pregnant.
Oh dear.
The woman's symptoms led Dr. Lu to believe that she may have had some sort of gynecological disease. But Lu said she was shocked when an examination revealed that the wife-to-be was... Sorry, that she was a virgin. A virgin. Mm. According to China's...
Not really, though. If I knew someone who just had loads of
I'd have
aspects,
to suggest that you weren't actually really a virgin. In the eye of the Lord, you are still a sexy lady. According to China's Guiyang Evening Post, Lu's experience led her to inspect the woman's anus. The anus.
The anus.
It was then that the medic is said to have learned the couple had been mistakenly having anal sex for 4 years.
Oh my God.
4 years.
She must have been in, like, surprised she hasn't had a Woody anus.
What's a Woody anus?
Oh, you know Woody anus.
I do not. I remember it, but can you describe it at great length?
It's basically like where if you get like a really sore bum all the time and you wipe all the time, then it becomes woody like bark.
Because of the poop and the flaky skin?
Yeah.
Great. Oh, God. and she has actually been diagnosed with woody anus. Dr. Liu reportedly handed the couple from Beige City in China's southwestern Guizhou province.
Yeah.
Each a sex education handbook.
Oh my god, a little leaflet.
She also gave them guidelines before they were sent home. Oh. Fucking hell. The advice appeared to work as news of the wife's pregnancy arrived just a few months later. Oh, wow. Congratulations.
Feel really fertile this whole time.
Yeah. They reportedly informed the now retired doctor that they were finally expecting by sending 100 eggs and a live hen as gifts to her former hospital.
Oh my god.
Because that is apparently what you just send.
In NCT class last night.
Uh-huh.
Wait, I can tell. Yeah, I can tell the story. It's fine.
Oh, God.
This lady was saying she knows
a midwife.
No. This is the lady who takes the class was saying, one midwife, people do all stranger things because you can't believe what people do. She said once these couple were sat there for ages in the waiting room and they were like, everyone kept thinking, who that couple, what are they doing there? Midwife went over to them in the end and was like, can I help you? And they're like, oh yes, our baby's due today. And they just like turned up because they're like, this is the date it's coming.
Like the stork is going to fly in. Oh no, really?
Yeah, and they had to like be like, no, you need to go home.
I just wonder if that's not
how it works.
I'm worried because in my head I'm like, that's not that stupid. I'm sorry, but if my delivery doesn't arrive when Amazon says it will, then I'm going to be getting in touch.
Yeah.
So they just want to do that, basically.
Yeah.
Oh no, that's really sad.
Our baby's due today.
So can you give it to us? just sort of waiting, not going up to the desk and being like, hey, we're Mr. and Mrs. McGivens. We're just here because our baby's due today.
Yeah.
And then just sitting there and being like, oh, any minute.
Yeah.
Oh, fucking hell. So embarrassing. So,
but the arse sex story.
But also the arse sex is why you won't have a baby as well. So word of advice to everybody out there trying to conceive. Mm. Rihanna's done it. You can do it. It's got to be up the front bum. Up the front bum. You'll have a baby.
Okay.
Do you know what? How rude. I never sent you 100 eggs and a live hen to congratulate you.
I should have sent it to you for that stellar advice.
Actually, yeah, you're right.
Drunk driving suspect hits 18 cars, cops say.
What, just kept bouncing off them?
Yeah.
Like pinball.
I mean, this isn't like a classic story, but I just find it quite funny.
Great.
The quotes are good. A Florida man is in a heap of trouble.
Always Florida. I'm sorry, I don't even mind if you're from Florida and you write in and have a go at us. It's always Florida.
Yeah. Tom found this story. He always seems to find Florida stories. A heap of trouble, which I'm enjoying, with the law after police say he crashed a Porsche into 18 parked cars. Witnesses say Brendan Spaulding, 42, hit the cars, then turned around and hit them again.
Yeah, seems legit.
Next paragraph. Police think he was drunk.
Could have been.
Yeah. From what we can tell, it looks like he tried to pull into a parking space, said police. Yeah. Didn't quite make it, ran up onto a 12-inch planter, ripped the radiator off his car.
A Porsche,
then
by the way.
A Porsche. Then tried to readjust it and went round striking cars. Okay. A witness saw him hitting cars as he drove down the sidewalk.
Doing, doing.
Witness Sarah Giuliano.
Oh, yeah.
Said he came right up next to our bedroom window. There were tire tracks in the plants. There was a radiator fluid all on the sidewalk. Police reports say Spaulding hit cars from the front, then
side
U-turned
and back,
and drove past in front of some of the same cars.
Fucking hell.
Not every day a car drives right up on the sidewalk outside the window, then goes and hits around all the cars again from behind, says Sarah.
Agreed.
Not only were they hit from the front and behind, they were dented inside because then they were all sandwiched together.
Fucking hell.
Eventually another driver blocked the Porsche and Spaulding got out after hitting that car. Apparently his breath smelled of alcohol. Yeah. He was only twice the legal limit.
I mean, isn't that only two beers instead of one?
I don't know, it says no. I don't know how it works, but yeah, I don't know.
So, I would have to say, if I was a police officer, I'd just be like, you're only double over what you
you're
should
You're only
be.
Double.
Don't stress. Don't sweat it. Get out of here.
So there you go.
So a Porsche is, I imagine, quite an expensive automobile. Yeah.
I wonder if it was his. I bet it wasn't his. Probably his mum's.
I think you'd be a bit more careful, wouldn't you?
If it was yours.
Yeah, I reckon.
Yeah. What's up next?
Well, I'll tell you. spooked mum believes she has a masturbating ghost living in her house and people are convinced there's no other explanation for it.
A masturbating ghost. Yeah. Just noting that down.
I love sexy ghosts. I think that's my new favourite story. From a mysterious bump in the night to an eerily squeaky door, we've all convinced ourselves our homes are haunted at one point or another. Right?
Right.
But now one woman has blown all our ordinary fears out of the water by claiming her house is being haunted by a spunking ghost.
Spunking?
Spunking ghost. Yes, you did read that correctly.
No one uses the word spunk enough.
Spunking ghost. Taken to Mumsnet, duh, obviously, to share her bizarre dilemma, the anonymous user described how her partner was woken up around 1 a.m. This happened the night before because he heard their squeaky bedroom door opening. Mm. Oh, just excuse just me. Just a mongrel in the street. But because he was expecting our nocturnal son to tap him on the shoulder announcing he had had a bad dream, the couple didn't immediately stir. You can look forward to that. That'd be good. Oof. Kids just constantly come. I do remember I went into my mum's room until I was about 25.
You just wanted to hang out with Penny,
though. I think I did, because it was just me and her. And I just felt like, yeah, we could have a nice time. Mm. Just have a little chat. When he heard the bedroom door close again, the woman's partner then got out of bed and went to check on their son. But instead of coming across his frightened child in the hallway, the parent was instead greeted by a large wet pat in the middle of the floor.
Oh, my God.
I just would think of so many other things before I thought, that's girl spunk. That's girl spunk.
Where is it? Is this up north? Or is it
I
just...
don't know. Just the word spunk it. Just makes me think you could only be from up north. Now, we know what you're thinking. Surely the logical conclusion would be that the scared little boy had had an accident on the landing or the dog simply urinated.
Yeah.
However, they used to have a dog, but he died 50... No, I'm joking. However, the user's partner then found their son fast asleep, all tucked up under his duvet, while the dog was also fast asleep in the living room.
They weren't then. What if they weren't, like, 5 minutes earlier?
Exactly. No, it's a spunky ghost.
It's a spunky ghost.
So, naturally, the mother has come up with the only explanation she could think of.
The only explanation.
And the couple must have a spunking ghost on their hands. On their hands, gross. Unsurprisingly, the post has divided opinion on the parenting forum. And remember, Mumsnet is where we found about a dick cup, is that right?
Oh, penis beaker.
If you haven't heard about penis beaker, just Google it and then clear your cookies.
Or don't.
Nothing
to be ashamed of. It's really funny.
Really great news. While one insists that the child or dog must have got caught short on the landing, then went back to bed. Seems realistic. Others suggest that the user should really just smell the wet patch.
Oh.
And it will either smell a piss or spunk. So that
also, I'm sure, like, the consistency, when it dries, you'll be able to have it spun.
If I know as well as I do, then, you'll know about it. One user wrote, definitely a spunking ghost, marking his territory. No other explanation. No. Meanwhile, others were quick to accuse the partner for the mysterious substance and suggested that maybe he'd been the one to have an accident.
Oh, my God, what, he'd been for massive wank?
I just thought he was having a wee. But the user who ranks first place for their imaginative reasoning is the person who insists her darling partner is having an affair with the said ghost.
Wow.
So he's just having sex with a ghost.
Having sex with it rather than just watching it wank.
I'm into that. Mm. They obviously got a bit frisky and he's brought it up first to try and cover his back, just in case you saw the cleanup operations. Oh, so smart. She then advised the mother to get her ducks in a row and said she shouldn't bother checking his phone. You've got all the proof you need. Fucking hell. Talk about going from 0 to 100 in not much.
If you had a spunking ghost.
Say it. Probably.
Spunking ghost.
Yeah.
Would you want to see it? Because I don't want... I quite often, if I'm scared it's going to be a ghost, will say out loud, like, ghost, I don't want to see you.
Is that right? Is that your technique?
Yeah, but...
does that work?
It's worked so far.
It has worked so far.
We were talking about that this weekend when we went camping with some friends.
Sure.
And, but then... I think if you saw one wanking, it would be so funny.
I think you'd never be scared
of a
ghost again.
Such a good story, yeah.
I think that might not be a bad shout, actually. Because then they'd... If you say, come on, let's have a look at you.
Yeah.
They'd be too embarrassed.
Yeah.
Do you think?
Yeah, like a little teenage boy.
I generally know so little about ghosts and spunking.
Oh, we would have said about spunking.
I don't understand it, Rhiannon. I don't get it. Where's it come from? What's it doing?
I don't know about this spunking.
What are you doing?
Right, okay.
Okay, we got it.
And you know how we're famous for always following up stories and remembering to check up on the results of things?
Sorry.
We're actually going to do it for once.
Oh, fuck me, well done.
A caterer who was given a pioneering £50,000 bionic penis.
Oh, yes!
Yes.
Yes, I saw
this. Finally had sex.
This is fantastic news. Yeah. I'm so excited for him.
We did talk about Andrew Wardle, if you remember, and he had to, he had the operation to have a new peen because he was born without one. And then he had to wait 6 more weeks to have sex.
Oh, I'm so excited for him. That's how fast.
Brackets, he's rather pleased with his ridiculously big body part.
Ooh, how big is it? Is there a photo? Is there a video?
No, you don't get to see the pee. A man bought that penis has lost his virginity aged 45 thanks to a bionic manhood made from his own skin.
Ooh.
Andrew Wardle from Manchester had a £50,000 penile transplant.
Did he pay for that? Was that in the NHS?
I think he paid for it. I don't know.
I'm happy for it to be on the NHS. I ain't got a problem with that.
But had to wait 6 weeks before he'd have sex for the first time. After activating a button in his groin to pump up his ridiculously big new penis.
I want to know how big exactly, by the way.
We'll find out. Okay. He lost his virginity to his girlfriend of 6 years, patient lady, Fedra, or maybe very well taken care of lady, Fedra Fabian, as they prepared for a romantic getaway to Amsterdam. Couldn't even wait to get on the plane.
Also, she could peg him.
Yeah.
If you get me.
She could do.
But if you're not into...
I mean, if you get me, I'll get what you said because you've just said it.
Yeah, fine. I will give you that.
2 days before we went away, it just happened, he told the Sun.
How? I can't believe it just happened when you've just had a bionic penis put on.
Whoa!
Yeah, give me a minute, love.
And that's how I want it to be. He said the sex lasted for about an hour. And he felt fantastic.
Bionic penises are where it's at, ladies.
I guess he could just keep going.
Does he do a little... Spunk. Has he got a
spunk? I don't know. Does he
have balls?
I don't know if he does spunk.
So there's no... Right. So there's no answers.
Well, it might be by the end of this article.
I can't remember. Okay, fine.
28-year-old Fedra from Hungary said the sex was amazing.
Amazing, baby.
And Andrew's penis looks normal despite being inflated with saline fluid to make it erect.
Do you know what?
I don't think there's any spunk in there.
And also, I don't think it does look normal.
I don't think it can. You think that she said it so quickly that it means that
she's
covering
up. I just think a bionic penis made out of your own flesh and skin. I don't know if it can look exactly the same.
Oh, Anna.
Spunking time.
The bionic penis is fully rigged up to Andrew's testicles, meaning it's possible for them to have children.
That's great news.
How did he first time go for an hour?
There must be settings. Yeah. I don't even know. Is there a dial on the side? I don't even know.
I've lost it. You go, Andrew. The caterer, who was born with a condition called bladder extrophy, said he will take a fertility test to see if they can conceive.
Oh, I can't wait to hear a follow-up story that they've had a baby.
After the operation in June, Andrew previously said, I'm excited I can move on now. I think having sex for the first time is more of a big deal for everyone else than it is for me. Mm. I spent 44 years without a penis and I've coped without not having sex all that time. Mm. It'll take me a while to get in the swing of things.
Yeah. An hour? I'm still blown away by that. Do you think we've just been going out with the wrong people, no offence?
Yeah, is that what's supposed to happen?
I've honestly never heard of an hour. Maybe he just had a nap in the middle or a snack.
Yeah.
I can't believe.
Yeah.
Well, anyway. This isn't painting a great photo for some of our boyfriends or boyfriend.
No.
Or husband.
I'm just trying to see if there's anything. Now it's all just kind of talking about
nonsense.
Bladders and weeing and stuff. But yeah, no, we're just really pleased for him that he's managed to have sex. Oh, Andrew and his surgeon decided the size of his appendage. They check
bigger,
your arm. Yeah.
Bigger doctor. Yeah, keep going.
They check your arm, explained Andrew. I had a healthy forearm, so I got a nice sized penis.
What, because they take the skin
from
the forearm?
His forearm.
What the fuck? Bigger, bigger.
Bigger.
Bit more doc. Bigger.
So there you go. He picked the size of his forearm, which I'm sure most men would do. The final decision was whether to have one or two tubes inserted into his penis.
That doesn't sound that fun.
I decided one was fine for me. I'm not a porn star.
Stop. Do I not understand penises? What is the other tube for? Is one for wee and one for jizzle?
I think you can jizzle.
I don't get it.
Jizzum, please.
Please.
What,
you could spunk out of two holes?
No, I think it just could have been like extra big strength. And
like
hard
a
and
champagne fountain
lasted longer.
Oh, what?
But yeah, so I think he is very happy. I'm sad they didn't give us more deets on the sex, TBH.
Well, we will keep an eye out for follow ups. I'd like to. He'll definitely be in a porn.
Maybe she's still recovering.
An hour. I would have to worry about her.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Hopefully, we'll hear soon that they've conceived and we can send them 100 eggs and a live hen. I'm obsessed with that. That's a great idea. Well, congratulations on your new penis.
Yeah.
Big and strong and spurting. Ookie. Ghost of Steve Irwin stuck a stingray up my arse.
Did he?
I'm afraid he did. A Brit is recovering in hospital after he was found with a stingray hanging out of his arse.
What?
What's more, the oddball tourist told cops the ghost of crocodile hunter Steve Irwin, IRP.
Is this a...
No.
Study sport?
No. That's a lie. It is. I've actually just started lying now. Sorry.
Yeah,
oh, where did I get to? Told him to put the raised whip-like tail into his rear pipe.
Oh.
Sounds nice, huh?
Steve told me to do it.
I'll tell you, it was Steve. Stunned cops raced to the beach in Clearwater, Florida.
Oh.
That's what I said. After receiving reports that Quentin, that's a nice boy's name.
Quentin.
Quentin Gillespie.
Yeah, but I think every time I look down at my tiny baby now, I'd think of a stingray.
Stingray at the bottom.
Yeah.
Quentin Gillespie. Think about it. Think of, or Steve Irwin.
Or Irwin.
Irwin's nice. Mm. God, are you just starting to hear words and think that would make a nice name?
Yeah.
Just stupid stuff.
Should I just call it IRL? There was a competition for you to name your baby after the colonel, the KFC colonel, and they might give you loads of money. But it was only in America. I thought about it.
Actually, I did meet someone recently who said they'd met someone whose dog was called the colonel.
That is an excellent name colonel. For a dog.
The colonel. Oh, if the colonel is perfect for a baby.
I want to get a dog now just so I can call it the colonel.
No, that's why you have a baby.
Oh, yeah, sorry. I'm
just call the baby the colonel.
Yeah, right, okay.
The colonel.
Sorted.
Cool. Okay, so after receiving reports that Quentin Gillespie had pulled down his shorts and was attempting to put the venomous tail of the cartilagineus. Does that mean no cartilage or loads of fucking cartilage?
I don't know, yeah.
Loads of cartilage.
Yeah, I reckon.
Anyway, after he was attempting to put the venomous tail of the fish up his bumhole. When the 47-year-old refused police orders to take the fish out of his bottom and put his pants back on, while telling them his ghost story, the officers were forced to taser him. Fortunately, we just had to taser him to death.
Just they were forced to taser him.
We just had to get rid of him. Sadly, the involuntary clenching of his anus broke off the raised poisonous barbs in Quinton's rectum and he needed emergency medical help.
Oh my God. Ouchie. I mean, I'm getting invested as if this happened.
Excuse me.
Sorry.
He was arrested in his hospital bed and will be charged with public indecency, interfering with an endangered species, mischief and indecent exposure. Oh my mischief God. Is just such an umbrella term for anything that goes up your arsehole. The subheading...
I've done myself a mischief.
Oh, I'm a terrible mischief. Yeah. The subheading for this is anus. So, a spokesman for Clearwater Police said, officers responded to reports of a gentleman performing an indecent act with a stingray. When they arrived, officers found the suspect with the tail of the ray inserted into his anus. Oh. When told to cease and desist, the suspect refused to comply and was tasered again. Due to complications, the suspect needed hospital treatment.
Yeah.
Neighbours in Quinton's hometown of Biddulph, Staffordshire, said they were not surprised by the development. He always seemed a funny one.
He always seemed the type.
Seemed the type. Not surprised at all. One who asked not to be named for fear of reprisals said, if you asked me to name one person who would stick a stingray up his arse, I would name that freak.
It's Quentin.
It'd have to be Quentin Gillespie. He's always been a not right. Naturalist Steve Irwin was killed by a stingray in 2006.
Yeah, so I mean, that is like, it's a sad one. I think a lot of things, but I just think of all the people, Steve's not going to tell you to put all their apples.
I just think if he's learned from his mistake,
yeah.
Death is a mistake in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
It would be, don't go near stingrays, because they'll kill you.
Yeah, and did you see, there's another story about stingrays in the press, about a man.
Oh my God, yeah, I saw
got
that.
It wrapped around his penis.
That is a
and
real...
And they couldn't get it off, and everyone was standing around
taking
filming.
Photos.
But it wasn't much of a story without watching the video.
Sure.
So you could just look that up yourself.
Google that, stingray penis. Yeah. But it is funny because he's just sort of writhing around.
He's just
the
like lying on the floor and everyone's around him.
Oh my God, so bad.
Awful.
Yeah, so anyway, I've always thought stay away from stingrays, but more never. I think it now. So please take our advice, avoid stingrays at all costs.
Especially around your bum area.
Especially around the lower part of your body, bottom and penis included.
Yeah.
So I think that just about wraps us up this week.
I think it does.
It's good to end on a warning.
Yeah.
It's also good to end with our social media networks.
Please follow us.
Please do follow us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Instagram and Twitter at @IRL_UK_podcast, and Facebook, just search for us in the search bar. And then if you can review us on iTunes, that'd be super swell.
Oh, yeah, that'd be
smashing
nice.
Great. What else can we do? Yeah, if you want to ever send us any stories, we're very, very grateful to all your fantastic suggestions for stories, because you find them in weird places.
Yeah, that's
where,
true,
how you
actually
come across them, but I'm interested in it. So thank you everyone that sent us stories and feedback and all of that shizzle. I'm off to burp Rhiannon because she seems to have indigestion again, and she will have it next week. I promise you that. If there's one thing that's certain, it's Rhiannon will have acid reflux for the rest of her life, poor love. Okay, well, I guess that's goodbye from us. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, thank you.
And we'll catch you next week. Have a great week.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.